Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt father, and I am now in Europe. Yes, I am. So here's what's been going on. Yesterday, I boarded a plane to fly to Charleston, to fly to Dublin, where I arrived this morning, before catching a plane to Manchester. And so far, everything's gone very smooth, better than anticipated. In fact, I don't know, just everything's been going very easy on this trip. I guess when you start doing these trips a lot, you really get the hang of things. Although, when I was boarding the plane to Dublin, I did not do what I told myself I should do last year, which is, if you've checked out the video, go to markgunn.com/YouTube and you'll check for last year. There was a video, and one of them was a travel tip. What you should always do when you're traveling internationally is buy some food in the airport before you leave, take it on the plane, eat it, pass out, sleep the whole trip, and then wake up in Dublin, which is sort of what I did this time, except I forgot to buy food. So that meant I had to wait until they served dinner and then whatnot. So the only downside from this trip thus far is that I still have a cough that's been lingering. I got a little cold like almost 2 weeks ago, and the cough just won't go away from it. So I'm trying to get rid of it, but it's driving me crazy. And probably everyone who was around me on the airplane. Before I go on further, I do want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Hotels.com. If you're traveling and you need a hotel, check out Hotels.com. That's where I book most of my hotels, and including the one I'm staying in right now, the Bulis, I think it's called Bulis. I'm not entirely sure how they pronounce it. They say something, and it's with this accent that I don't understand, and then... But nevertheless, it's a great hotel. I arrived here and met up with Nick after posting on Facebook that I was in town. He and I sat and I had some lunch and some drinks, and it was just a nice little relaxation while I was waiting for Tubia to check into my hotel. Thanks to Hotels.com. Go to markgunn.com/hotels to book that. Now, when I was in Birmingham, I arrived a little bit early, so I ended up catching the season finale for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And for those of you who have already abandoned it, the ending gets a lot better, I'll tell you that. My wife gave up on it like 4 weeks ago. And I, on the other hand, decided to stick through, and it got so much better. And the season finale was pretty awesome. So hopefully season two will be a lot better as well. So stay tuned for more on that. Now, my Kickstarter for Sci-Fi Drinking Songs is doing amazing. It's at 300% of my initial goal, and over 300%, approaching the 400% mark, $900 more, and I think I'll hit the my second financial stretch goal. Right now, I already have the first one, so I'm starting to compose in my mind what I'm going to include in the special liner notes that I'm going to add to this special Kickstarter. It is going great thus far, so if you want to support it. Now, the social stretch goals have another 150, 160 shares that need to be done. So go share it, you know, and you don't have to do it once. You can do it many times. The more the merrier. One of the things you do when you promote stuff is you talk about it a lot. So find something new and interesting. Unfortunately, I haven't posted any music, and it doesn't look like I'll be able to get... I don't know, actually. Maybe I'll be able to get you a live recording from while I'm here of one of the songs, you know, so that you can get a taste of some of the music that's going to be in there, sort of like this one. Oh, I thought I heard Jane Cobb say, Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we've got to get running for they come our way, and we're running from the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, Oh, Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, well, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. I love that song. That's my favorite, I think, on the new album. Though I think Doctor of Gallifrey will probably sell the most, because it's a brilliant song. Devo Spice rocks. He's the guy who wrote it. I do want to let you know also about Fump Fest. Speaking of Devo Spice, he is one of the creators of Fump Fest, as well as TheFump.com, which is a comedy music podcast. And if you are looking for comedy music, I think it's going to be in Chicago. And there's going to be a lot of great artists there, including the guest of honor is Dr. Demento. So, yes, he will be out there as well. So go check out FumpFest.com. Now, that's all I have for today. I think the next shows will either – they're going to have something a little bit different than just me talking. I think I'm going to throw in some music. I'll be throwing in some commentary from the road. I don't know what's going to happen. There might be some guests. In fact, our Welsh Bard and Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. I hope to do some interviews with them. And a lot of stuff, and I'm hoping to publish this every day while I'm on this Celtic invasion of Wales. And if you want to find out more about my Celtic invasion vacations, go to CelticInvasion.com and sign up to the mailing list, because it's pretty awesome. We've got some great stuff, and I'm already planning next year's trip, which is going to take us back. I think it's going to take us back to Dingle in Southern Ireland. And it's going to be awesome. So that's all I have to say. But I do want to let you know that I want your feedback. I want to hear from you. So email me, slancha@markgunn.com. You can send audio comments there as well. Or you can just write a comment. You can post it on my Facebook page if you like. But I think the best way is to email me, because I'd love your feedback. What do you think of this show? How can I make it better? What do you like? What do you don't like? Let me know. Last thing I should point out, though, is the show notes are going to be a little bit abbreviated. I will try and make them a little bit longer for the next when I get home, but you never know. I got lots to do, so that might not happen. So I will try to get as much as I can right now. That's about it. I thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Sláinte.